Welcome to Topic 1030, Friendship, Hospitality, and Belonging. Friendship is one of God's good gifts, but many people feel unsure about friendship. Some feel lonely, some feel awkward, some have been disappointed, some do not know how to move from casual conversation to deeper connection. People skill confidence helps us see friendship as a practice, not a performance. Friendship does not usually grow through one impressive moment. It often grows through small, faithful steps, a greeting, a remembered name, a follow-up question, a shared meal, a kind message, a prayer, a practical offer of help, a willingness to be present again. Jesus formed relationships in ordinary places. He noticed people. He welcomed people. He ate with people. He asked questions. He gave attention. He invited people into the kingdom of God. Christian friendship is not about collecting contacts or becoming socially important. It is about agape love. Agape love asks, what is truly good before God for this person, for me, for this relationship, and for the situation? That question keeps friendship from becoming needy, controlling, shallow, or performative. Friendship needs freedom. You can invite, but you cannot force. You can welcome, but you cannot demand closeness. You can be faithful, but you cannot make every relationship become deep. Some people will become close friends. Some will become friendly acquaintances. Some will remain brief connections. Each relationship can still be treated with honor. As an organic human in Christ, you are spiritual and physical before God. Your inward self-conversation matters. If you enter every social moment saying, nobody wants me here, your body, tone, face, and courage may all be affected. But gracious self-conversation can say, I am loved in Christ. I can take one small faithful step. I do not need to impress. I can notice one person with agape love. Friendship grows through repeated small acts of presence. Reflection question. What small faithful step could help friendship grow in one relationship? Gentle next step. This week, choose one person and practice one simple act of friendship, such as greeting them warmly, remembering a detail, or sending a thoughtful follow-up message.